You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, my name is David Nicholson. I'm a longtime classical music lover. I've been going to see Bach and Trio performances for 15 years. This weekend, the Bach and Trio is performing in Minneapolis. The program features four American composers, each of which have kind of a different take on the American story, the American experience. The program starts out with a piece by Virgil Thompson, which I think right off the bat is unsettling probably for listeners. There's also a piece by Charles Ives, which I think really speaks to the sort of mashup, the exuberance, the noise, the boisterousness of America, especially early America, and what promise that might ultimately hold. What I like about the Bach and Trio is that they perform seldom heard music. These are experienced, seasoned players. Their performances are precise and nuanced and have incredible depth. The Bach and Trio performs this Sunday at 4 o'clock in Antonello Hall. That's in the McPhail Center for Music in downtown Minneapolis.
Hi, my name is Padma Wudali, and I am a student of Indian classical music, and I live in Southwest Minneapolis. This weekend, one of my favorite artists is performing at one of my favorite places. The artist is Nirmala Rajasekhar, and she is performing a Veena concert at Chinmaya Mission in Chaska. Chinmaya Mission is a Hindu spiritual and cultural institution where my children and I love to spend our Saturday afternoons. Nirmala Rajasekhar is an internationally acclaimed Veena player and Thanjavur Murga Bhupati from India, as well as the Twin Cities' own Sri Ram Natarajan, will both be accompanying her on percussion instruments. Many Minnesotans are familiar with Indian classical music. However, this weekend presents us a unique opportunity to listen to some rare ragas and thalas. Ragas are scales and thalas are rhythm cycles. Nirmala Rajasekhar and accompanying artists perform this Saturday evening at Chinmaya Mission in Chaska. The evening begins with a dinner at 6 and the concert begins at 7.
Hi, I'm Hawana Sullivan Jansen, a Twin Cities-based curator and poet. I'm really excited about a new show that's over at the Writer Gallery. It's showing work by an artist who's rarely shown in the Twin Cities here, a woman named Danielle Headington. She uses little bits of fabric and clay and little pieces of things that she finds in nature to create these mystical, magical creatures. And for the first time, she is showing both these creatures that she makes and also some of her poetry. There is something about the energy of her work that makes them not quite dolls. They have personas in a way often that dolls do not. And there is almost a mystical undertone to each piece. I use the word creatures not in a way that makes them less human or less human-like, but in the sense that we too are creatures with our own soul and our own way of navigating the spaces in which we live. ThreadSpeak is on display through June 3rd in the Goddess of Glasses Writer Gallery in Minneapolis.